You're now listening to the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill. I am Big Vern. I'm in the building. And what a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday it is, yo. Let me start off by giving out the clap, man. I'm going to clap right away. Here we go. Let's get this out the way. So today is Wednesday, September the 13th, and in the building, I have a couple people in the building with me. Let me get my man out of the way, the Dirty Dog himself. I didn't bring your intro, Dirty Dog. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh.
I mean, I have it, but you know.
Maybe you could lay down a few beats for me just the same.
Yeah, you know. Maybe you could sing a song, Tim.
Oh, you don't want that. You want to gain listeners, not push them away.
No. You're talented, bro. Tim, how you been, man?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm good, man. I'm excited. Like I said, I was losing my voice last night. I had such a night, man. And let me just go ahead and introduce the next person.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Like, I was going to bring the drop, and then I was like, we can't even use that drop anymore.
No.
He's not even the same person.
He's not the same
you know?
Person.
So I'm going to.
He looks different.
Let me just give him the clap, and I'm going to introduce him. And you guys, oh, man, this is special right here. This is. He ain't gonna change on us, but this is my guy, our bro, Slay Diddy.
Yeah.
And now, Slay, why don't you just take it from here, man? You know, because you the way you talk and the things you say and the way you say them, I'm going to let you do the talking, dog.
Yeah, let me first, you know, thank the listeners for continuing to support the show. I want to thank Vern, Tim Martin, and all the other guests who kept the show moving, giving you countless shows after shows of entertainment and good information. And, you know, I want to thank the city of Hudson.
Yeah, man.
I want to thank the first ward. We had an amazing voter turnout. We were victorious.
Let me give you a clap. I'm going to clap that up, man. That's clap worthy right there. That's clap. Okay.
I want to give a shout out to my opponents, Michael O'Hara, who, you know, he's done a ton of work in the city. I listened to him on the show, and I went and spoke to him after he came on the show and told him he had a lot of great views, and I'm aware of a lot of the things that he's done for the city, and I want to thank him for everything that he's done for the city. He ran a great campaign. The numbers were just crazy last night, and you know, I'm looking forward to just learning from him, getting some insight on the position and, you know, going forward from there. I also want to thank Rob Buzan. He ran a great campaign. I want to congratulate him, you know, for being the top vote getter. And, you know, we're in there.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the work that we can do together. You know, now we're on the same team.
Yeah.
And so going forward, we got to give back to those promises that we made to the community. And one of the things that I stuck to was that we are going to do better for our youth. And I'm going to say that until I lose my voice, and then I'm going to drink some hot tea, and then I'm going to say it again.
Right.
You know, we're going to do better for our youth. And that's something that has to happen. And, you know, it was just a roller coaster ride of a campaign. And I'm proud of the, you know, the campaign that we ran. We didn't slander anybody. We didn't try to run over anyone. We stayed our course, and we stuck to what we know, and we were open to listen and learn, and that brought the voters in.
Yeah. Tim, I know you have some questions for Slay, so go ahead.
First of all, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
I possibly could be more happy than you right now.
I mean, King Kobe, what up? Correctional, what up?
Yeah.
The sock, the cat.
He did it.
No question about it. And you know what? Just like Slay, I mean, to be humble about everything, he comes on here thanking everybody and remembering who got him to this spot.
You know,
and I think, again, that shows, you know, this isn't just a politician, somebody like a talking head. This is a guy that's coming in with ideas, fresh ideas, and going to do something not only for the youth but for everybody in the city, in the First Ward especially. But congratulations, man. And I'm so proud of you and so excited for you and for the people of Hudson. But what does this mean now? Everybody, you know, you talk about the primary, but what is the next step? What happens in November come election day now?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough, which I talked about in a previous show that I was on. But I was fortunate enough to be endorsed by the Republican Party, mm-hmm. the Conservative Party, Working Families. So I'm on all party lines. So no matter what happened in this primary, I still was going to be around in November.
Nice.
But since I'm on all party lines, and also Rob Bujan is also on the Republican lines, it's only me and him left.
Yep.
So we need people to still come out and vote for us, but we don't really have a race. Okay. There is a chance for people to write in a certain candidate if they would mm-hmm. like to, but we definitely need people to come in. But it's not official, but unofficially, you know, I'm in.
There you go. And, that's, you know, all I needed to hear.
And I'm looking forward to getting started in January. And, you know, I want to thank all the parties for the endorsements, everything I learned on this campaign, everybody I met. Mm-hmm. We had some great events, and we had great turnout for all those events. And it feels good to have people believe in you and question. Understand your passion and mm-hmm. understand that, you know, we are all similar in certain ways, and we all want the same thing for the city. And no we doubt. Just really have to stop now worrying about the petty stuff and start looking forward and changing and doing what's right for the city and not forgetting about the people that live in the community.
Amen. Yep.
Exactly. Hold tight, man. We got a caller, man. Not a caller. He's actually Skyping in. Hey, Jay, you there?
Yo, I'm here.
Can you hear me? Man. Yeah, we did this right. Hold on. Let me give you the clap, brother. This is our guy, Jason Jones, from Daddy's Up in Jersey,
yeah.
man.
Jason, what up?
Slay, what up, first and foremost? But before we go anywhere, you know, congratulations are in order to you, brother.
I can't
tell you how proud I am of you, how excited I am for you. I just want to touch real quick on one thing that you said, where you said, we have to do better for our youth.
Mm-hmm.
That statement right there, man, it means so much. And the fact that that's what you're focused on and that's what you're about to get into, man. Brother, I can't tell you how excited I am for you, man. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, brother. Congratulations, man. You deserve it.
I appreciate it. I wholeheartedly appreciate it.
You know, it's really cool, man. Like, you know, like with our show, we support our guests a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Jason he's doing an amazing job. So we stay in touch with Jason, and we're going to talk to him throughout this whole show. Ty Allen Jackson and Eddie, they're doing great. Mm-hmm. But these guys are actually checking in and mm-hmm. saying, Slay, congratulations. You
yeah.
know, I think we built a nice little son here, bro.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, no I doubt. Agree.
Yeah, Jay. So, yeah, man, he did it, bro. He did it, Jay. He did it.
Amazing. I can't say yesterday I'm looking and I'm seeing on Facebook the numbers coming in. You won. I see Vern posting. Man, I almost jumped out of my seat. My kids looking at me like, Dad, why what's so funny? What are you smiling at? I'm like, look, don't worry about it. I'm happy right now. So I'm proud of you, man. I can't tell you how proud of you I am, brother, man. I mean that genuinely from the bottom of my heart, man.
So I'll tell you guys some things and Kamal can finish it up. But we're all together and like we're new. Like
yeah.
we are new.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out what we're doing and these numbers are coming in. So I know Slay well. So I could tell Slay getting nervous. So mm-hmm. Slay keep going for walks.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, I'm gonna go for a walk, bro. I'm like, and when he leaves, like we got these papers in front of us and I'm like, yo, he's nervous. Like, you think so? No, I know so. And like, how you know? Because I'm nervous too. That's so if I'm nervous and I'm not even running, he has to be nervous.
Sure.
But I tell you, and shout out to Bujan. Because when we actually got over there, they put the numbers on the wall. Me and Slay was just pretty much looking at each other.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know what they was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And Bujan went up to Slay. He congratulated him. And,
yeah,
I said, hey. You know, I said, hey, what happened? He said, oh, me and Kamal won. I would have never known, bro. I didn't even. It was just so new. But like Slay said, he stayed to the course. He stuck to his guns. And come November, you know, big things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. So, Slay, why don't you tell the listeners some of the plans that you have going forward? I mean, if you want to share any of that as far as, you know, the work that you're going to eventually have to do with Rob Bujan and, yeah. you know, and just some of the things that you have leading up to November.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, my entire campaign, any decisions that I make, I want to make on behalf of the ward. So I don't want to go into it without, you know, the opinions of my ward and mm-hmm. what they think. So I'm looking, you know, starting early next year, and we might start it sooner, to be honest, but just to have some town halls just with the ward where we can talk about issues just with the people that are our neighbors and in our ward. So when I'm going into these things and I have to vote yes or no or different things like that, I want to have the majority of my ward behind me mm-hmm. where I'm making a decision not based on my own benefit, but based on the people who I'm representing. So that's something that's extremely important to me. Of course, we have to do something now about the youth center. Like, that was the original key reason for me stepping out there and things like that, is because our youth have felt left behind and different things like that. And, you know, I'm going to be involved, and, you know, I'm hoping to be a part of the Youth and Aging Committee and, you know, going forward with that. I have a ton of ideals, a ton of experience. I have, you know, I want to say over 15 years of experience in, you know, this type of work. So I can't wait. You know, I also want to be a part of the police committee and, you know, work on things there. We've had a string of incidents in the city and different things, and, you know, we can all do a lot to better prepare ourselves going forward and be in a real community. I'm open to opposition. You know, we can sit down and talk. You can disagree with whatever you feel like that comes with me, and I'm prepared for that territory because, you know, I have a tough skin. I'm not worried about criticism. I'm not worried about being in the hot seat, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm a survivor. I survived that life. So, like, this type of stuff does not get to me. You know, I'm going to stay firm, and I'm going to stay the course the same way I did in the campaign, and I just can't wait to get started.
I got
to
give you a clap, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I got to give you a clap. Yes, indeed.
Is this the man for the job or what?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
So listen, I'm going to tell you guys one last story, right? So we go over and we look at the numbers, and Slay had the second most amount. Bujan had 157, and Slay had 140.
Very nice.
So now I'm in attack mode. So I'm right there. I'm like, yo, Slay, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to go out. We're going to knock on more doors. Mm-hmm. In November, man, we getting 280. Like, no doubt. And Slay like, yo, V, I'm good. I'm like, nah, dog, we going to do this, dog.
Yeah, he kept going. He was in go mode.
Like, no, bro, like, I'm in. I'm like, for real? You in? And I almost couldn't believe it, Tim.
Yeah, he kept going. He said, nah, I want a little more. We got to go more. I'm like, no, it's pretty much over. He's like, it's over? I said, yeah, that's what I just told you.
Jay, you all right over there, Jay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I'm always tending to a few kids at the same time, but I'm good. I'm here. All
right. You got any questions for Slay before we go to the next segment?
Yeah, man. I just want to know, like, going through the campaign, what was your biggest concern in how the vote was going to turn out? Like, what was the thing that was on your mind the most that was worrying you?
Well, there was a lot of people who had I don't know if criticism is the right word, but there was a lot of people who kept telling me, like, a lot of negative stuff, like, you know, there's no minority that can win the first ward, because the ward that I live in is a predominantly white ward. So I think it's 2% or something like that minority. So they said no minority is coming out of that ward. Mm-hmm. And then they said over and over, I kept hearing the same term. Yeah. He's green. He's green. He's green. He's green. And I really thought I was a nice hue of blue. But, like, you know, they kept saying he's green, 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 to the point where, like, I was really starting to feel like I'm turning green. And, you know, I just worried that, you know, that would affect voters, that, you know, we live in difficult times right now. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different things. But the voters of the first ward, you know, they saw past all of that, and they believed in me as the person. And I knew if they let me speak in front of the people that we had a good chance. I know that we had a fighting chance once people were able to see my passion, hear my ideals, and know my background, that they were going to be like, you know, this is the guy for us. And I got a ton of emails and people reaching out to me on social media and shout outs, and, like, I feel the love and I feel the support. So now it's just about going and getting the job done that we set out to do.